Dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful, this Sunday's Gospel is quite familiar to us. The Gospel of St. Matthew, proposed for our meditation, is on the forgiveness of the debt of 10,000 talents owed by a servant to his master. We know this parable well. After begging his master for more time, the servant obtained the full and complete forgiveness of his debt. However, in his own turn, when he met another servant who owed him a much smaller amount, he refused to forgive him. Their master, being informed of his behavior, had him handed over to the torturers until he paid all that he was due. Dear faithful, the fathers of the church make it abundantly clear that this parable has an important meaning for the end times. The servant with the large debt is us, who have a large debt of justice due to the enormity and number of our sins. When we ask our Lord sincerely at the time of our reckoning for more time to make amends because of our sins, we receive instead more than we ask for. The wicked servant asked for time, but he was forgiven all of his debts. This is how our Lord is merciful to us when we have committed any sins against him. St. Thomas explains that the gravity of a sin is increased all the more by the majesty of the one offending. Causing an offense to a subordinate may be grave as to the act, but it may not be as grave as even a minor offense caused to a superior. Compare, therefore, the gravity of our offenses committed against another human being as opposed to that of our sins committed against God. Given the offense, our Lord makes it clear in the parable that God gives us far more than we expected. This in some way explains the gift our Lord gave us on the cross. In the hymn Adoro Te Devote, written by St. Thomas, he says that one drop of Jesus' precious blood would have been enough to redeem the whole world. Cuius una stila salvum facere. However, his love for us is beyond measure. He poured out all of it at Calvary, so much so that St. John could say that when the soldier Longinus pierced his heart, the last drops of blood and water came out. Every time we place ourselves before him and humbly acknowledge our faults with sincere repentance, our Lord pardons our sins and cancels our debts. He does not reproach us for the faults over which we have already wept. The forgiveness of our sins is so great that he erases all memory of them. In our turn, we are asked to forgive the sins of others. The wicked servant should have forgiven the sins of his debtor, who owed him a rather small sum in comparison. Whatever we have to forgive each other is trivial in comparison with the goodness of God who forgives us. However, as many of us will acknowledge, this act of complete forgiveness that we are called to perform is extremely difficult. Many of us carry wounds from past hurts. We can bear grudges for very long periods of our life, sometimes for decades. Given today's gospel, our Lord asks us to forgive everything nevertheless. Moreover, our Lord does not say that mere lip service will suffice. It is not sufficient to say the words, "I forgive you." We have to forgive from our hearts. We have to forgive sincerely. This is important because as we pray to God in the Our Father, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have trespassed against us." We ask to be forgiven by God in the same manner as we forgive each other. The bar indeed is set high for us Christians. Pope Benedict XVI, in his masterful work, Jesus of Nazareth, asks the important questions. What happens when we forgive? What is forgiveness? Forgiveness is centered on guilt and retaliation. The one who offends is guilty of the offense committed, and the victim is easily tempted to exact revenge. However, in order to forgive, the victim has to overcome the guilt by burning interiorly the evil suffered. When we do this, we renew ourselves. In this way, we do not simply ignore the hurt caused, which can become like a wound that eventually becomes infected, but we cauterize it with the frames of charity. Note that forgiveness is different from reconciliation. When we reconcile with a trespasser, both have to be ready to work through the guilt and the temptation to retaliate. If the trespasser feels no guilt, it is not possible to reconcile. However, we are still called to forgive, as our Lord forgave us from the cross. Dear faithful, this is where we meet the mysterious power of the cross. We experience our own limit to heal and to overcome evil. We also encounter the superior power of evil, which we cannot master. St. Paul tells us in today's episode how to overcome this impasse. He reminds us that we must be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his power. The secret is to put on the armor of God so as to resist the wiles of the devil. The enemy that discourages us, that inspires us to despair or presumption, is a spiritual enemy who does not rest. It is only with the armor of God that we can maintain an attitude of calm, of humility, and of recollection, by which we will quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. The temptations to refuse to forgive, to hold grudges, to blame, and to build up anger in our soul will be constant while we are here below. However, with the help of Our Lady, by a faithful daily recitation of the Holy Rosary, we can be assured of the help of she who is stronger than an army arranged in battle order. These temptations will never completely disappear. However, we will have a peace as we deal with them, a peace that we know can only come from heaven, a peace beyond understanding. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.